Yeah, put some wire on top of it. You know, like if that thing come up 3 inches, I mean 3 foot high, they put a wire about 6 inches above that, and another about 6 inches above, up until they got it fenced as high as they wanted to use it. And a lot of people had the whole place fenced with hog wire and barbed wire, which made an awful good fence to keep out stock. You know, it kept out the hogs and also kept out the cows. That's what they used to have after they quit using the rails. They'd use hog wire, you see, because it was in a country where the hog was running on the outside, and they had to have a hog-proof fence. And then they began to get a lot of this wire. Of course, that was very expensive. There wasn't many of us ever used it. Kind of like poultry wire. Come on up, just a whole strand. It'd come up 4 or 5 foot high, as high as you want your fence. You know, you see a lot of that now.
Did they ever put this barbed wire at the top of the rail fences?
No, we never did. We didn't have no barbed wire. As far as I know, we didn't have any then. That is, when I first began to use rail fences, if they had barbed wire, I don't remember. If they did, they never put it at the top of the rail fences, because it would hardly be practical the way the rail fences are built to put it.
Well, you said that, you're talking about picket fence, and you said the first thing you ever heard them call was picket fence. Did you ever hear them call something else?
Well, I don't know if I ever did.
Now, did they ever use stones or rock or anything to build?
Yeah, but that was in a stone and a rock country, you know. They never did. Yeah, there's still some purity rock fences now in West Texas. I used to go deer hunting out at Atlanta, and there was some fences along the road there, just purity solid rock. And out there close to our deer lease, we had some fences out there, just solid rock. They'd just get out there and pick up the rock and stack them. And they was experts on that. They'd fellas would get good money building those rock fences. They were just... and build them to where they just stand for years and years and years. Well, I guess it never would play out. They built lots of fences with rocks. Built houses too, you know.
Oh, they did?
Well, they built some buildings, you know, some outhouses and stuff like that. I don't know where. Yeah, they built regular dwelling houses, rock houses. Of course, they had other material too, you know.
Yes. Like, what other things would they use like for that?
Well, they'd have to have their, you take that rock, they'd have to have something or other for the inside of it, you know, for the walls and stuff like that. They'd just lay the rock up, and then they'd have to use a certain amount of lumber, and I guess, I don't know whether they used any cement or anything like that to put them rock together or not. I just don't know. I never see a rock house built.
Well, did you ever have, like, something, if you had the chickens or something you would put under the hen to make her sit on the nest?
You mean under?
Yes, in the nest.
Well, nothing on there. What are you talking about? When she was hatching out chickens, or just in her laying?
Laying.
Oh yeah, we'd be able to what they call chicken nest. Put straw, some kind of a excelsior or something. Anything that's kind of soft, she could waller out and make her a nice nest to sit on, and protect the eggs too. You know it. It's usually an old plank nest, you know. It's made out of boards. Usually the chicken nest were, and you needed something in there to keep the eggs from breaking. So, you know, and the hen, just like a hen nest. Pine straw was awful good for a hen nest. We'd use pine straw. Just go out and get pine straw and make hen nests out of it. A little light hay or anything like that. Just light. Need something light.
Did you put anything in the nest to make the hens, you know, stay on the eggs? You ever put like an artificial egg?
Oh, yeah. Nest egg.
A nest egg?
They call it a nest egg.
What are they made of?
Oh, I don't know what a nest egg is made out of. Just, I really don't know what the thing was. I know we used to have what they call regular nest egg. Just your egg, artificial egg. I don't know what the thing was made of.
Was it like dishes?
Yeah, I believe it was. Kind of I wouldn't say it's plastic. I just don't know the name of the material of a nest egg, what they call a nest egg.
What are your good dishes made of?
A good dish? Lord, I don't know. I don't know.
What do you call that kind of stuff? You say fine china?
Well, china and... I tell you, I'm not much on this dish stuff. I'm not much on the name of these dishes.
Well, that china stuff, would you ever call that like a china egg?
I wouldn't think so. I never heard of a china egg. Never did.